Katie Hill resurfaces to pick fights with former colleagues. GDoc, I am sorry you're behind the times. By Hannah Blow on November 14, 2019. Former Representative Katie Hill, DCA, delivered on her promise to resurface in a little more unfiltered way, picking fights with former colleagues on social media during Wednesday's public impeachment hearing. On the eve of the public impeachment hearing, which featured acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor and senior State Department official George Kent, Hill signaled she would soon resurface and speak in a little more unfiltered way now that she is no longer in Congress. Hill resigned after mounting allegations of inappropriate sexual relationships with congressional staffers, including a throuple partnership. While she denied one of the allegations, she admitted to the inappropriate relationship with a female staffer. She largely attributed her departure to sexism and voted in favor of the partisan impeachment inquiry resolution as her final act in office, doing so on behalf of the women of the United States of America. Hill's Twitter account features a string of tweets on Wednesday's hearing, but she also took aim at some of her former colleagues, specifically. Most notably, she weighed in on the coded message Representative Paul Gosar, Araz, dropped in a string of impeachment-related tweets on Wednesday, a coded message which read, "Epstein didn't kill himself. No, like this actually happened. Real members of Congress tweeting out real conspiracy theories." In an acrostic no less, Hill wrote, "You're surprised by me? You single-handedly taught an entire country a new word. Hashtag throuple. And WTH is up with that tattoo?" Gosar said, referencing a Daily Mail article that featured shocking photos of the former congresswoman, adding to her growing woes. "Relax," Gosar added. "GDoc, I am sorry you're behind the times." At show underscore shameless taught the country that word way back in season 7, Hill said. "And please don't talk to me about a tattoo. Because you just admitted you clicked to see my nudes and that disturbs the hell out of me," she added, referring to the photos featured in the Daily Mail article. Hill also took aim at reps. Elise Stefanik, RNY, John Ratcliffe, RTX, Matt Gaetz, RFL, and Devin Nunes, RCA. The GOP tactic is apparently to disrupt as much as they can and obsess over the whistleblower, she said during the hearing, arguing that his identity does not matter. The disgraced former congresswoman also praised House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, DCA, for leading the hearings, calling him a patriot.